That's what you do this for.
Yeah. Something like that.
Payback for years ago.
Yeah. Stupidity.
513. Let's start there. I mean, how big was that? That was 145 of two-man advantage. How big was that PK there?
Yeah, I mean, that's where it's a pride to go out there. As a, you know, you get picked as a guy to go out there and kill that. I know, you know, the two D-men feel the same way, so... to try to lift the team up, kill that off. It's like you said, it's tough with that long of a 5-on-3, but you know, luckily it was combined effort. We get it killed, and it gives us a little bit of momentum there.
Clearly, not a must win, but a pretty close to must win. You don't want to get on 2-0. What was just sort of the mentality going into this game?
Yeah, our urgency was better. Our compete was better. Our mentality was having a better game than we did in game one, really. We didn't think we competed hard enough, and you know, when we're not competing, we're not a very tough team to play against. And I thought tonight we flipped the script a little bit and we competed harder. Our urgency was there, and obviously, and as a result, we play better.
Is that the key to the playoffs? I mean, you have bad games and you just don't let them become more than one bad game?
Yeah, and I think that's good about this group is a lot of guys, we've been through these stretches before and realize there's ups and downs in playoff series. You know, make sure you don't get too high, too low. And I mean, it's a bit of a cliche, but there's so much truth to that. And you try to stay even keeled, and especially after tonight. It's an emotional win, but they got home ice now. You know, so they came in and did their job. We got to go in there and try to steal one there.
Much more physical game tonight. Was that a point of emphasis coming into tonight's game?
Yeah, I don't know if it's go out there and be more physical. It's just your compete level. And in result, obviously you're going to finish more checks. There's going to be more battles, you know, more compete for the puck. So you don't go out there and say be more physical. I think it's more compete and, you know, physicality is a result.
You were throwing guys around in the first period. What kind of energy boost does it give you when you hear your name chanted Cali throughout Amalie?
Yeah, I mean, from the second I got here, these fans have been unbelievable towards me. And, you know, I appreciate that you ride off of them. And this is a fun group to play in front of. So it's I know everybody in here loves playing in front of these crowds.
As dangerous as it was to play 3-on-5 for that long, do you say it was the perfect scenario to get that compete level as high as you were asking for?
Yeah, I thought our start was good, though. I mean, I don't think we needed that to elevate us. I thought we started pretty well. But obviously that gives you a boost when you kill off a 5-on-3 like that. And, you know, I thought we had a really good first period. It ended up being 1-1, but you look at it and you think they had a 5-on-3 and we're still 1-1. It gave us some energy going into that second period. So, obviously a big point in the game.
How would you describe the game that Braden Point had tonight?
Yeah, I mean, that's Braden Point. I mean, that's what he's done all year. He's you know, he rose to the occasion against a very tough line to defend against, obviously, and I thought he did a great job tonight, and he gets a couple points himself too. So that's Pointer.
Kelly, obviously, it's a big deal going back to Boston with the series tied. How important was that?
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, you don't want to go back to Boston where it's a very tough place to play and be down, you know, 0-2. So this was a huge game for us, as close to, I guess, a must win as you want to say. But we knew that going in, and, you know, I thought we played a lot better.
Thanks,
Bob.
What does it do for a unit in the game? What does it do for a unit in the series that special teams is going to seem to drive so much of the series?
Yeah, today's game, special teams means so much. I mean, you win that special teams battle, it's, a lot of times you're winning that hockey game. It's not very often that you see it flip the script where you lose special teams battle and you win a game. So I feel like there's so many penalties now, even in the regular season and playoff, obviously it's heightened. So it's a huge part of being successful as your special teams.
You know, the PK, there was a lot written about at the end of the season, but you, Alex, Tony, guys started to really come together, yeah. Meshes of you and you know, had a great series against the Devils and everything. So, really, how much is this PK? How many strides has this PK taken in the last 6 weeks to get where it is now?
Yeah, I think, you know, you said we built some confidence there in the New Jersey series, and when you have a tough regular season with a penalty kill, it, I mean, it takes a toll on guys. I mean, you know, guys take pride in being out there for the penalty kill. So, you know, we take it personally when we're not doing well. So.